This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today in our personal health segment, Winter Myths Revisited. First, why kids hate to wear coats and will going without coats make them sick? Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
One of the most logical things a person can do before going outside on a cold winter day is to put on a coat. If this sounds like a statement of fact, talk to teenagers.
There's nothing in the world that can make me wear a coat.
It's not cool to wear coats.
I don't really like coats. They're uncomfortable.
Kendrick McLeod and Karam Gavor are 16-year-olds from Silver Spring, Maryland. They say they prefer to wear loose layers. On this 35-degree day, they put cotton button-downs over sweatshirts.
We walked to the mall, but it wasn't really that cold today.
Kendrick says his choice of clothing is reasonable. The girls in his class, he says, walk around in flip-flops and tops that expose their belly buttons. Fashion trends may come and go, but Karam says his mother's expectations about bundling up hold steady.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you're going to get sick and we're going to have to pay medical bills and stuff. I just say whatever. Put it on, then take it off later.
When she's not around.
Yeah, when she's not around.
Karam says he hasn't been sick so far this year. He doesn't buy the myth that being cold can give you a cold. And pediatrician Lynn Wegner says in this instance, the science seems to be on his side.
A winter virus is not caused by going out in the cold air. It's a viral transmission.
Meaning the way you catch a cold is by coming into close proximity to someone who already has a cold. Acknowledging this does not stop most parents from acting on instinct. Bundling kids up satisfies a deep-seated parental impulse to protect. And culturally, it's considered the right thing to do.
Babies are swaddled all the time, and we wrap up in blankets.
Mother Courtney Murphy says old ladies in grocery stores will stop you if your toddler isn't bundled. But what Murphy's learning with her own 2-year-old is that the coat revolt starts early. Toddlers throw tantrums over bundling up, and by kindergarten,
I don't like putting on my coat.
6-year-old Ellen says coats are too tight and make her hot. Ellen's mom, Ann Mosier, says her younger daughter is even more challenging.
She's an escape artist. If you manage to get the coat on her, it will be off before you're out of the car.
Pediatricians say kids who pull this stunt aren't just trying to be difficult. The issue is immature sensory processing. Many toddlers and preschoolers would rather be, as they came into the world, naked. And as they adapt to the world of clothing, extra layers, particularly coats, add to their heightened perception of constriction.
And it feels like they're being really tightly bound, and it feels bad.
There's another legitimate reason that kids ditch their coats. 6-year-old Ellen says parents don't seem to get it.
They don't understand that kids don't notice that they're really cold because we're running around crazy.
They're comfortable because they're active. Just as an adult taking a jog in cold weather doesn't need as many layers as someone who's just standing around. So when it comes to forcing a coat on your kids,
they really don't need it probably as much as we all fear they do to be totally bundled.
Of course, this advice does not apply in extreme temperatures. Sometimes parents must take charge.
But growing up also demands increasing independence.
Scientist and mom Lise Elliott, who's written widely on early child development, says watch what happens when kids make their own decisions.
Kids learn great through experience. Logic is a great teacher, and if they choose not to put that coat on or those snow pants and they go out and they get really wet and really chilly, chances are next time they might think twice about it.
Backing off does not come naturally, but with coats, Mom Ann Mosier says, in mild winter weather, it makes sense.
If your fingers are starting to turn blue, then we'll talk, but it's not a battle worth fighting.
Common cold researchers may revive this debate over the importance of covering up. In one experiment, scientists in the UK found a link between cold feet and catching a cold. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.
You can read more about the study of cold feet at npr.org.